This is the man fighting a political battle to change Pakistan altogether.
ये डिटेल पॉलिसी पेपर है कि हमने करप्शन.
So is his election manifesto that reflects major policy shifts in an effort to win forthcoming national elections on May 11 this year. Ending country's alliance with the US in so-called war on terror and stopping the US drone attacks in tribal areas are two major issues of foreign policy of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf or the PTI headed by Imran Khan. The negotiations with both Pakistani and Afghan insurgent Taliban is yet another key policy initiative that the PTI wants to enforce once in power.
When you engage with them, when you talk to them, when you incorporate them into the mainstream, they will get a sense of participation. Once the NATO forces leave Afghanistan, the challenge of having foreign forces of occupation would disappear. And they will sit and talk and come to an amicable solution.
The PTI also announced to stop taking loan from international donor agencies, which the party believes has turned out to be a major source of corruption in Pakistan. The PTI has politically cashed in on rising anti-American sentiments, particularly on US drone strikes, which have killed more than 3,600 people, mostly civilians in country's tribal region bordering with Afghanistan. The PTI, along with Muslim League of ex-Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, are two leading contenders who, according to opinion polls, are expected to win forthcoming general elections. Both parties are gaining popularity among people. Who among them wins forthcoming elections is still a subject of speculation in Pakistan.
Things are fast changing on the political landscape of Pakistan. The nationalist and the center-right political parties are gaining popularity, while pro-US and liberal political parties are losing their vote bank among people, mainly because of their support to the so-called war on terror, which has caused a messy situation in Pakistan. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.